There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Beaming with excitement today. Here we go. It is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. On today's program, Paul Stone with his Masters bets in 45 minutes before tee time today, day one of the event. Nigel Seeley in an hour with soccer bets. Mike Palman studio later on. And, well, one of my favorite pitchers of my lifetime, John Smoltz, in 2.5 hours today. And that guy can talk about anything, I think. I can't wait to find out how many hole-in-ones he has to this day.
Oh, I know. Hell of a golfer.
The number will probably blow you away.
Absolutely.
And we'll talk about surprise teams with him and Jacob DeGrom's injury, among other things, at that time. You know, Paulie, I'm not going to bore people to death today. At least I hope not. I was in a fantasy baseball draft last night in person that went until about 10 o'clock Pacific time, 1 o'clock Eastern.
Oh.
So they had the TVs on for the games that were going on. And, you know, you're involved and you're crossing people off and you're like, okay, I'm on the clock. Who am I going to take? And you're paying attention a little bit to the game, and you see the Knicks are up by 20 the entire time. And then you look away for 5 minutes. You look back, and you're like, wait a second, it's down to five?
Yeah.
Wait a second here. And now all of a sudden, the Nets have the lead? And we're joking about it. I'm like, what happened? What the hell did we just miss? And then we're thinking, as we're trying to select our players, wait a second, are the Nets going to cover this game? Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yep. As high as 7-1 in play to win the game. Knicks score 31 points in the second half. Nets get the big win trying to get the 7 seed. And then you think, okay, I got an easy six-teamer here I'm going to hit as the favorites are all going to cover in the NBA. And the sun sat everybody. No Booker, no CP3, no Ayton. And then all hell breaks loose in the second half. And the Clippers, who are up 39 points in the second half against the backups. And then the bench goes crazy for Phoenix. And they get the money.
Okay, so the Suns scored 48 points in the fourth quarter.
Yes.
48 points. And that landing spot, again, when we were on the air yesterday, we said, well, the Suns played the night before, and we're like, well, the thought is here between the two of us, they're not going to play anybody in this game.
Yeah.
What's the point? And so that went from Phoenix, and I think the opener was like -3.
Yeah, Suns were laying 3.
Yeah, okay. And then So when we were on the air, that came all the way down to like -1. I think it touched Pick'em yesterday, and then it all hell broke loose after that, where the Clippers went to 7, and then I know people who were betting the Clippers, and they were laying the bad numbers. And if you laid a bad number yesterday, and that could have been 4.5, 5, 6, 7, whatever.
Yeah.
You lost?
Yeah. My God.
Oh.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
it's against the backups in the bench that goes crazy.
Yeah.
And they have that fourth quarter like that. 39-point game. I mean, if there was ever a time to just say, pack it in. But the comments after the game are just fine. Well, you never stop playing. I mean, it's like they have the one seed, nothing to play for. Clippers will be in the playing round, and then all hell breaks loose.
Yep.
What a debacle. What a vicious beat.
And I say you laid a bad number. Well, again, nothing should have been a bad number in that game last night.
Yeah.
I mean, although, again, when you could have had Pick'em and you're laying seven, you're late to the party, obviously. But, my God, you're getting blown out.
Yeah.
You tap out on the game. Another one, too, was the Golden Knights last night. It's 1-0 right away. And again, at that fantasy draft, you're like, okay, this is looking good. All of a sudden, it's 2-1. They're trailing 3-1. There's another one. Bang, right in your eye. It's 4-1.
Sure.
You get killed at home.
I'd love to see the updated odds now. Yes, no playoffs with that club. Because they are behind Dallas. They're behind Nashville. And Dallas has three in hand. And Dallas got a big matchup coming up tonight. So it's the fat lady is warming up on the strip. This one's tough.
We got a good tweet that if... your boy, Thatcher Demko, played at T-Mobile or the Golden Knights every night. He'd win the Vezina.
Okay, yeah.
Makes some sense, right?
Right. I'll tell you, they're on to us, too, at Bet Rivers. Columbus is on a sick run, 11-1, goal in the first 10. Yes. It's $1.80 today.
Is it?
Tooley likes the over, but he always says you got to get the 1.5. Bet Rivers has the 2-up with the Columbus matchup.
Well, that happens so when these teams get red hot like this.
Yeah, Tooley's hot. Tooley's got the parlay up there with his first period overs that he listed. Read them every morning, but this is
okay.
It's getting juicy now in hockey.
Are you more excited today for opening day or for the Masters?
Oh, come on, Masters. Let's go. I mean, the baseball, they did it to themselves, pushing everything back. Bad job by starting today, but it is nice that they got it. I mean, then we have the cancellations as well. They're pushing the Mets game back. We won't have Yankees and Red Sox. A couple of questions I have. Why are the Brewers so cheap to win the division? Shouldn't it be a lot higher? They won 95 games last year. Their rotation's filthy. They love the Ashby kid. Cardinals have injuries.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Cubs are, you could say, argue rebuilding mode. I think they are in rebuilding mode. The rest of the division, you see what the win totals are. Yelich was terrible last year. They still won 95 games.
Look at this now. On the screen, for those of you watching the show, look at the rotations in this division. And then notice the Brewers, like at some spots were as low as minus 150.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have the best three pitchers in the entire division? It's possible. I know Wainwright was awesome last year. Flaherty's really good, but he's banged up. Look at that.
Yeah.
Woodruff, Burns, Peralta. People love the Ashby kid like you talked about. I was listening to people yesterday. They're kind of high on Lauer again this year. I think I would take those top three. And then the bullpen is sick.
Right.
You can go from Devin Williams, that kid, remember that last year, broke his hand in the playoffs celebrating?
Yes.
But you can go from Devin Williams into Josh Hader, which is just nasty.
I like their rotation better than the Dodgers.
So do I.
And if the big if is if the Mets are healthy and when the Mets become healthy. But I guess that's not going to happen. So I'd have to go with Milwaukee. Plus, you factor in the bullpen, which is awesome. You're right. So I think they should be a lot higher. I mean, you win 95 games, and it should be a runaway in the division. That's how I see it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm also anxious and interested to see how Ohtani does tonight.
Very much so.
And also how the Angels do. And that was a great story last year with the Astros. And now they get Verlander back. But you lose Correa. But they were so good offensively and go to the World Series. But I want to see what the Angels look like. Can they stay healthy? What does the pitching look like? What does Thor have left? How does Ohtani look? And how many games will he win? Home runs? Finally protection? Could be scary. That he has protection now, but Trout missed 120 games last year.
But yeah, here's what we need, right? We need Ohtani to stay healthy again for the entire year, and we need Trout to play, can I say 130 games? Is that fair? Is that a solid number? I'm not going to ask for 160,
okay.
Clearly. I'm not going to get nuts. But like 130, and then for this team to actually get some decent pitching, fingers crossed for them, and make a run, because they do have two of the best players in the entire sport. As for today, I think that, I mean, look at that total on the... KC Cleveland game, it's 8 with Bieber and Greinke and those two offenses. Maybe a first 5 under there between those two teams. I don't know how much baseball you're going to be betting before the game in terms of these numbers. I think a good way to attack it would be with player props again this year. And baseball is so crazy to bet anyway. I mean, the beats that you're going to take in this sport throughout the entire year, absolutely bonkers. And then what are we going to expect from Bumgarner tonight? I would like to make a case for the Diamondbacks at plus money at that nice number. But it's Bumgarner, and I this goes back to last year. He was one of the guys to fade right away. I don't know if I can trust him.
Padres have issues there for whatever reason. They've lost 15 of the last 22 in the desert. And the other thing, they were 67-49 in early August and then finished the season 12-34. The starters had an ERA of almost 6. Debacle.
Yep.
So high expectations, making moves, but a lot of these pitchers had down years. See how they respond. Diamondbacks lost 110 games last year. I think Darvish and the Padres got off to a good start.
Well,
but they better too. But I certainly think it's a shot in the arm to get Melvin in there as the new manager.
I was going to say that. Yep. The biggest news for that team was getting him as the manager. Guy's awesome. So it is a truncated card today because of the cancellations. It was going to be a short card anyway. But yeah, I think the game that I'm most excited for tonight would be the Astros Angels. I like the day game though too in Chicago. Burns is laying a hefty number against Hendricks.
Yeah, good pitching matchup.
You know?
A couple years ago, he shut him out on opening day.
He did.
Remember that? Ross let him go the distance.
I think that, yeah, that was on, was that opening night of the pandemic?
I think it is what it was.
When Hendricks went the distance and shut him out, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was good. And then, of course, the Masters later on today as well, or actually coming up in about an hour or so, which we can't wait for. And, you know, all the bets that have been made leading up to this event. And Tiger tees off at 10:34 Eastern, 7:34 out here on the West Coast. What is that going to look like for Joaquin Niemann, who has to play with him today?
Right.
Younger guy who won earlier this year. Really, really good golfer, obviously. But did you see the peanut gallery hanging out watching Tiger yesterday during a practice shot? Or there's like thousands of people there watching him. Is that going to intimidate a guy like Phoenix, who I have a future bet on?
Well, I have to see what I think the weather could be a big story here. You're going to have the wind for much of the weekend. And then Saturday, the low is in the like high 30s for the low.
Right.
So depending on your tee time, what's going to happen with the conditions and the weather, that'll be fascinating to watch and track. And also Tiger, the big story, too. I mean, Van Pelt's right. I don't think anyone can predict what he's going to do.
I would agree.
I saw a big Jeff Benson tweeted this out, too. One book has him 14-1. I mean, come on. I played a little game yesterday.
14-1.
I got on the phone with somebody. I said, okay, go on your apps and read off, just pick a random golfer and then read off the odds, and I'll just bring up Circa's odds. And it's just staggering, the differences. It's incredible. Well, you see.
Look, I mean.
It's night and day with 90% of the golfers that you, when you look at the numbers.
I get it with the liability, but Tiger's 14-1 this tournament. I mean, you could sit here, I think, comfortably and hang him at 50 still and take every bet in the world and be fine with that.
It's one thing to blame the book. You blame the better if you're doing that. With all the options you have and all the places available, you're betting 14-1 on that guy?
He
hasn't played since the Masters in 2020?
That draft I was in last night with Tony Miller, runs a shop here in Las Vegas. He said every single $10, $20 better in the world betting Tiger at 40-1. It adds up like crazy. Yeah. The first hour of Follow the Money is presented exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com. Up next, win some, lose some. This could be something, or it could be nothing. I'm going to go with something, because when this guy speaks, people listen.
Hey-o.
And the market moved significantly yesterday, and this would be good news for many of us here on this show and in the FTM Army. Details on that coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
Masters about to tee off. You can still make money in this tournament. Our experts will tell you their best bets during the tournament for matchups, long shot opportunities, and which golfers have the best value to win on Sunday. Sign up today and get full access to VSiN through May. That includes the start of the baseball season and the draft betting guide. Only $19. VSiN.com/draft. I was hoping this story was true. Conflicting reports about did the Seattle say no to the 10th pick from Metcalf. But it's also their pick with the Adams trade. So it's kind of like we're giving you the middle finger.
Yeah.
You have to say no on principle.
I would think so,
and then
yes.
And then Miami gave up 5 picks for Hill. So they could be looking at them. Not that Metcalf's on that level. He's close, but
sure.
You know what I'm saying. But that was. I hope that deal gets done. I'd love to see him go.
What do we have? The draft 3 weeks from tonight, I believe. Yeah. All right. So looking now at the AL East and the NL East in baseball, as it is opening day. Follow the money here, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. National League East here first. In this division. When you look at the rotations, and this is all available in the Baseball Betting Guide, Point Spread Weekly, Steve Mackinnon shares all of his numbers, vsin.com/subscribe. Of course, before the DeGrom injury, Mackinnon had the Mets rotation ranked as the number one overall in baseball. Scherzer, DeGrom, Bassett, Carrasco, Walker, McGill, but then you have to wipe away and draw a pencil and a line through DeGrom with the injury. And Scherzer now banged up to begin the season as well.
Yeah.
I would say this. I think the Phillies rotation is underrated. Wheeler almost won the Cy Young last year. Now, can he stay healthy and replicate that in 2022? That's a question mark. Nola can be really good. And you cannot ignore what Ranger Suarez did down the stretch in the second half of the season when he was starting games. Kid was fantastic. If that continues, they have a solid 1-2-3. But I think the pitching here is solid, and my tease was actually on the Marlins. If all goes right for the Marlins, their top three with Alcantara, Lopez, and Rogers, very strong. And they will be in games, and they will win a lot of games this year. And that's why their win total has them, you know, in fourth place in that division, but, you know, certainly competitive.
I got to get off the Mets bandwagon, apparently. They've been screaming at me here for 2 weeks. I'm starting to come around with the Phillies could win the division. Great lineup. The other thing, too, I'm with you on the pitching, but there's so many guys that can rake in the Phillies lineup.
For sure.
But the other, Lindor was a disaster last year.
Yeah.
Between what he didn't do on the field and then the thumbs-down controversy with Baez and with the fans booing and all that, ridiculous. So he was a major disappointment. And certainly the Braves and the Cardinals are the same organization. So much respect, and they're good every year. Even it's like, well, they lose this guy, they lose that guy. It doesn't matter. You look up their playoff team, and you wouldn't want to face them in October. So the great comeback season that the Braves had, even with all the injuries. but they have so much talent as well.
Well, I mean, Paul, they take Freeman out of the lineup and still look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so once Acuna comes back, he'll hit the leadoff, but it's Rosario into Albies. Then they added Matt Olson. He's a 40 home run guy. Riley made a late run for the MVP last year, didn't win it. Ozuna, Duvall, that is strong at the top. And even when you have a guy like Swanson batting eighth, who can rake, very good again this year. But again, if you're looking at division odds, you can find the Phillies around 4-1. I think that number is fading. Again, like the rotation at the top, they added a bunch of pieces to the bullpen. And look at that lineup.
Nationals under. I mean, when you're starting Corbin on opening day, they had the worst record in the league from January 1st on last year, 25-59. And Corbin had an ERA of almost 6.
Oh, they are brutal.
9-16 last year.
Yeah,
yes.
He has to be the ace of the team. Whew, man. How things have changed here quickly for the team that won the World Series only a few years ago. And Soto, locked in at number 2, one of the best players in baseball, obviously, to win the MVP, he is, what, like 3-1? Unbettable at this point of the season. But that's the thing. Mm-hmm. So we made a lot of money betting futures last year in Major League Baseball. The key was adding guys throughout the year. And we will do that again this season. I have, you know, several bets, but not nearly as many as I could going into the year, just because I think the better way to play it, or a really attractive way to play it, is to add guys for the awards and like season-long leaders, that kind of a deal in late April, May, that kind of, you know, when the season goes on. So I'm not going to be surprised if the Phillies win this division. And in the American League East, super competitive again this year. Blue Jays are the shortest shot on the board. Their rotation, according to Mackinnon, ranked 5th overall in Major League Baseball. Berríos, Gausman, Ryu, Manoa. I think Manoa is better than the 4 on this team actually already. They're plus 165 to win that division. Win total 92.5 ahead of the Yankees.
Red Sox, Yankees, same type of scenario here where they're going to have to win. They're going to be winning high scoring games. Outside of Cole, who do you trust with the Yankees? And then the Red Sox, Eovaldi had some good moments last year. But you're waiting on Paxton, you're waiting on Sale. You see how Story will do coming over. But I would think the Red Sox are going to be involved in a lot of 9-8 games as well.
I think so.
And can the Rays keep doing this? And can you keep winning 90 games?
Why not?
I mean, that what an organization as well with Tampa. But it was ridiculous last year. 4 teams in this division won 90 games.
Think about that.
Yeah. But I like I played the Yankees win total under. Concerns about the rotation. Rest assured, someone will get hurt. Judge, Stanton, whoever.
Oh, yeah.
The mess about when you have to go to Toronto, too, with the New York teams, with the Yankees, rather. And with the Blue Jays, there's a lot to like. Bullpen, Romano, the closer. I know we mentioned Jeff Passan saying he bet him 20 or tipped him at 20-1 to lead the league in saves. Is there too much hype, though, with Toronto and Seattle?
There could be.
Yeah.
That can happen.
The Seattle hype train all aboard. I mean, my God. Which I think you asked a good question last week, but it was the wrong team about who could be this year's Giants. That I don't think that's going to happen. That was ridiculous what happened. A win total in the 70s and you did that?
Well, okay. Well,
what Seattle did was with their ROI. They were right there with
the
Giants.
Was equally impressive?
Yeah, 190.
Yeah, I'm not asking for a team to go from, you know, their expectations are like 74 with the wins or whatever it was with the Giants all the way to 107. But who's that team that nobody's talking about that can make a big leap? It's not going to be any team out of here in the East because, you know, the top 4 teams have a lot of hype coming into the season. But with that, I'll give you 2 bets here I have not made, but I don't hate. And the reason why I have not made it, and it's on Rafael Devers to win the American League MVP. He's in the 20-25-1 range. The kid is fantastic. He's going to go out there and plug away at, you know, 35 home runs, 100-plus RBIs, probably score 100 with the runs. I have not made 1 American League MVP bet yet. It's because Ohtani is still alive and well.
Yeah.
And if he does what he did last year, he has to win the award, in my opinion, again. And long shot bet to lead the league in home runs. Haven't made it. Maybe some guy to track throughout the year. Ryan Mountcastle is 100-1 to lead the league in home runs. Kid's got a ton of power. In theory, as long as he's healthy, he should play every single day. They can plug him in at first base or in the outfield. But Mountcastle at 100-1, maybe something to keep your eye on at the beginning stages of the season to see who kind of start he gets off to.
How many at-bats did O'Neill have last year, your pick?
Well, I think he played in 138 games.
Okay. Like the Incredible Hulk now.
Have you seen him?
He's big, yes.
Oh, my God, is he put together.
Yeah.
Yeah. So who do you like to win this division? You don't like the Yankees because you're under their team total under.
No. Yeah. Red Sox, no. Not no concerns about the pitching.
Yeah.
I have to go Toronto, though. I mean, the hype's warranted here. Good rotation. Good closer. And I have to agree with Vlad. Last year was the trailer. This year's the big blockbuster motion picture. And to win 90 games last year, I'd have to go with Toronto.
Remember down the stretch in September and leading into October, we were saying almost every single day, who wants to play this team if they make the playoffs? Nobody wanted to play them. It's because they had Robbie Ray, was on cruise control, set him up, knock him down, going out there every night and killing teams. The offense was awesome. But they were kind of up against it too, Paul. They played half the season last year in, what, Buffalo?
Yeah.
So now they get to come home. And by the way, the advantage there may be at home when visiting teams go up there, unvaccinated players?
Yep, no doubt. That's a big advantage. Vaskirjian tipped McClanahan for Cy Young. Incredible numbers in that ballpark, which he gave out and winning Cy Young's. And his breakdown, which was last week. But yeah, I'm concerned about Kluber as your number two, but the bullpen's so good and they go with openers. And I guess it bothers me a little bit that he's the number two. But
yeah, me too. Because what can you possibly expect from Corey Kluber this year? Had a hell of a career, but at this point with the injuries, I don't think you can expect him to go out there and give you I don't even want to be 100. Can you get 130 innings out of him? 150? That's really wishful thinking. And he's slotted in as the number two guy?
Do the White Sox run away with the Central, too?
I don't know. I think it's pretty decent.
I mean, they ran away with it last year. And there were, I mean, a lot of people are saying Cease could win Cy Young.
Well, he's 20-1. That's unbettable to me.
Yeah, it's too low.
It's way too low.
Right.
Twins are pretty good.
You think so?
Twins are not bad.
Yeah.
They need to stay healthy.
Well, yeah, and then I don't know about the rotation.
I don't like Sonny Gray. Kind of like that was a good addition. Up next, we will focus on the Masters. Professional sports bettor Paul Stone's going to join the program. He likes to focus in on golf matchups, and we're teeing off not that long from now. We'll get his best bets coming up next.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
Ben Hayes at Winners and Winers is on a 4-1 run, 63% run in NBA as well. He's got a dog that should win outright in the association tonight. You can text VSIN to 320-350-3500. Available for free to our audience. VSIN, 320-350-3500, a dog in the association. Ben Hayes.
Okay, so we talked about the American League West. Astros again with that lineup. Going to be, you know, they're the favorites for a reason. Verlander is back. The Mariners exceeded expectations a year ago, had a really good offseason. We like the Angels, should be better. The Rangers spent a lot of money. That's kind of what they do from time to time, brought in some terrific talent with the infield. What can John Gray be like away from Coors Field? I'm going to be tracking him right out of the gates this year. That maybe change a guy.
Yeah, sure.
Right? So
intimidating.
If he goes out there, he's no longer pitching at, you know, Coors for half of his games, and he's,
yep,
you know, seven innings and eight Ks and, you know, four hits, two runs. Like, okay, got my eye on this guy for sure. But then it also brings us to the Oakland A's. And I actually, for a person that lives here in Las Vegas, I don't want the A's to move here. I don't want them. We're going to have four professional teams before you blink. I mean, it's just we're getting carried away here in this city. But they can stay in Oakland as far as I'm concerned. It's a once proud organization, but there's, you know, several reasons why I bet under 70.5 this year, and I laid minus 135, which is still
they have the same payroll as 1991. Oh, mama.
It's disgusting. It's embarrassing. It's pathetic. It's a joke. And that owner, honestly, baseball should say you need to force yourselves away from here, and they should force them to sell the team. There's no place for this. It's hideous, in fact. But look at now the rotation down to your guy, Frankie Montas. Fine.
Frankie Donuts.
He's a nice pitcher. Cole Irvin had his moments last year. Dalton Jeffries, had some expectations to be a rookie last year, never really pitched at the big league level, coming off an injury. And then you have a couple of other guys, Adam Oller and Paul Blackburn right now in their rotation. And then you get to the lineup on top of that, which, good luck.
Fire sale.
If you actually, you could play like a bar game with some of your friends and have them name three players in the A's lineup, and I don't think people would be able to do it. Look at this. And this is like, it's Tony Kemp, Elvis Andrus. Okay, you know Andrus for sure. Sean Murphy, you may or may not have heard of him. Seth Brown, Chad Pinder, Billy McKinney, Kevin Smith, Stephen Vaught. They brought in, Christian Pash. He's a hyped, you know, prospect from Atlanta. They are awful. And there's a reason why their win total has plummeted now in the offseason.
Was this, I'm gonna move, so the hell with it, and I'm so fed up with this ballpark and where we play and the sewage and everything that goes on with it, that I believe so. I've been trying to get a new stadium and I can't get my way.
But it's also,
you lost the Raiders too.
It's also the owners have tried to dupe the fan base there for a long time, and they're cheap, and they haven't taken upon themselves to do enough to actually build a new stadium there. So again, they don't deserve the team. But the way I'm trying to take advantage of this is, you know, betting the season win total under. We got a good tweet on this earlier. How about this idea? Bet the Dodgers every day and then parlay that with a team that's playing the A's. See how that goes right away this season. 100 losses maybe for the A's this year? Possible?
Yes, it is.
And, you know, you're not going to get any easy win totals with the Rangers, but maybe something there too. Bad pitching staff, and that offense now much improved.
What's more likely? Ohtani has a same season or close to from offensive output, or can he better chance to do what he did on the mound? Because now he's moving up in the rotation.
I think he can get better on the mound.
How about the? You think so? Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But can he repeat what he did offensively? I mean, he was close to 50-25 last year.
No protection, though.
Right?
Bumps in that lineup. Many injuries.
That's why, I mean, if Trout stays healthy this year and give him, said earlier, 130 games.
And you get Rendon back.
Yeah, that's a huge key.
Yes, it is.
He's got to be, you got to plug that guy in the lineup like every single day and go out there and mash. Because when he's healthy, the guy's awesome. But you're going to, I mean, they have some flexibility now in that lineup as well. Walsh is good. Ohtani batting leadoff with 22 stolen bases a year ago. Well, what do you think? What are your expectations for him?
I think he can still deliver and put up monster numbers at the dish, but I don't know. I think he might go down with the pitching.
I go the opposite way. I think it gets better as a pitcher. The numbers decline a little bit as a hitter. But if he does, if the numbers are even close to last year, I don't want to hear this with voter fatigue again. He has to be the MVP of the league.
Oh, it's historic, yeah.
Yeah, right.
And we've seen this before, what he did last year.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous. The Astros are 96-66 against the Angels since moving to the AL West in 2013. And that's a good game to start with a late game.
So that's a full year of baseball then, pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
They have owned them. And that'll be interesting to see how they do this year as well. You lose Correa, you get Verlander back, and you won 95 games, and you were number one in runs.
Yeah. Best bets that you made this year in baseball?
Yankees, to me?
Yeah.
Well, Yankees under. I bet Scherzer to lead the league in wins. You know what's going on with the Mets. Alvarez to lead in home runs. And other than that, not that much.
Okay. As for today's card again, it is a short card, a couple of games postponed already. The Brewers, man, they're up to higher than 220 right now at points bet. They're $1.90 at other spots against the Cubs. That's Burns against Hendricks today. And a total heavy wins in Chicago. The total on the overnight I saw as high as 10.5.
Howling out.
They put an over on the overnight, which they don't do with the Cubs games at home. I'm seeing now down to 9.5 with that total.
We have to get back there. I used to go there every summer. I loved, to me, Wrigley Field and Fenway Park, number one and number two. But I was talking to our guy, Michael, who was here this weekend. He says, you won't even recognize the area, what the Ricketts family has done around that.
In a good way?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And Mike North was on, too, talking about what they did and how they've restructured the neighborhood and everything.
Yeah.
And what it looks like.
Well, that'd be great.
Oh, yeah. Love to go back there.
You want to go back for a week, do some
shows? This is Sure, it'd be great.
Hang out, marquee.
We got to get Toronto, Peek-a-boo. Too, first with the playoffs of the hockey. But I would say, are we getting carried away, though, here? I mean, look at this price. With the Burns hype, win the Cy Young.
Now I'm seeing high again, more than 220. Yeah.
Should we take some? I don't know. You don't want to tie your money up for this long. But Burns worth a look, Cy Young again with the injury to DeGrom.
No, I can't do it.
Too low? Not enough?
Yeah, too low. I don't want to do that. No. Too many other good candidates. I think in the National League. I said earlier, Guardians, Royals under might be worth a look. It's moved now. It's 8.
They've owned them. It's 14
down to 7.5 at some spots.
Oh, I'm sorry. 14-5 against them last year. And I would look at Bieber here too. I don't know. What are you going to get out of Greinke as well? Who knows? That's
he's like in
guess.
His 19th
There's
year.
Nothing on the ball. There's no velocity.
No, I know.
He's a thumber.
Yeah. He's throwing slop like those, up there. Yeah, those Ephus pitches.
Oh, I know.
That are going 58 miles an hour to try to shock people.
Mm-hmm.
I do not like betting run lines in baseball at all. And the Cardinals are a home team. So in theory, they get one fewer. Inning to go up to the plate, but you're right, the Cardinals have owned the Pirates, and this is Wainwright against Brubaker minus a run and a half. They are plus money today.
Yeah, and I mentioned how bad he was in the last 14 starts with an ERA of almost 7, only one win, and Wainwright's sick run won 8 in a row against them, 2 going back.
What do you think about the angle of the Braves playing at home, World Series champions? This has been good fade material over the years in any sport.
Well, they've had problems against the Reds going back too. The Reds have been frisky. But that's I know that's a great angle in the NBA and hockey. I don't know about baseball. I guess it's how it's done over the years. I know hockey's been really strong, betting against the champs on opening night.
And do you want to fade Ohtani or Darvish tonight? Either guy. Would you take some plus money here with the Astros?
I don't want Mad Bum.
That's the thing.
It was ugly last year to start. He rallied, but I mean, the first
he did. Give him credit.
You have to. The first couple months was hideous. So bad. But this, the shot in the arm with Melvin, but they were the biggest disappointment in baseball last year. They were, again, 67-49. When I talked about that on air, they were 9-1 to miss the playoffs, and they did, because they finished 12-34, and the pitchers had an ERA of 6.
Mm-hmm.
I can't go to war with any of these guys. I mean, Snell had some great moments in Tampa, but who do you really trust in this rotation? I mean, I'm talking about winning a big game in a big series. You're playing the Dodgers, you have to have it, or the Giants, something like that. Really? What am I going to get out of Darvish? Snell? I mean, I don't know. But certainly.
I'm trying to go, in my head, I'm trying to go like the pecking order, which guy you want. Well, you want Darvish first and foremost, I would think, at this point still. Clevinger? Bounce back year? The rumors of getting rid of Paddock, by the way.
Well, why was trade him already? Yeah, what about him?
Teams have shut. Well, I think that's the last guy I want.
Yeah. I would have done that deal if I was the Mets. I'll take Hosmer.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe
a change of scenery can help out Paddock. I don't know. It's not going to work
possible.
In San Diego.
I think the ship has sailed there.
Well, I don't want him, though, with what I have as well. With Clevinger, and I bring in the throwing Samoan, and even Musgrove at the no-no.
Yeah. All right. That's why he's number 6 for a reason, right?
Yes.
We will get into tonight's NBA and NHL cards. Somebody who covers the team brought up a really good point now that we're only a few days away from the end of the regular season between these two teams tonight.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
Masters underway. That doesn't mean you still can't make money this tournament. Sign up today, get full access to VSEN through May. It includes the start of baseball season and our NFL draft betting guide for only $19 at VSEN.com/draft. Matchups, long shot opportunities, and which golfers have the best value to win on Sunday. VSiN.com/draft. Hall of Famer, one of the best big game pitchers of all time, John Smoltz joins us now to talk a little baseball. But first, it's been too long, John. What's the number now? How many hole-in-ones in your lifetime are you up to?
I got number 10 not too long ago. I thought I would never get it because, as we talked about before, number 9 was at Shadow Creek on a par 4. So I figured once I got a par 4 hole-in-one, that locked me out. But I got a hole-in-one at Michael Jordan's course down in Florida. That's my latest one. The irony, I've probably played thousands of rounds at my home course here in Atlanta, Hawks Ridge. Never have gotten a hole-in-one at Hawks Ridge, but we're up to 10. Mm.
So you're up to 10, but you're bitter because you don't have one on your home course.
Yeah, I'd like to have one at my home course for sure.
Yeah. How many of those happened while you were one of the last guys on the course as well and didn't have to buy drinks for people?
You know, I've gotten pretty lucky with that. The one at Jordan's, you know, cost me a pretty penny at the dinner. Uh-huh. But there was some special rewards that I got for that hole-in-one, if you know what I mean, then. But I got pretty lucky when it comes to that because I guess mainly because of the people I play with, we have our own little hole-in-one club. So, I could say I've gotten pretty lucky in that regard.
Do you have a pick to win the Masters this weekend?
Yeah, I've got just no rhyme or reason, and obviously it's not a dark horse, but I think it's Justin Thomas's time. I, for whatever reason, leading up to it, his name popped into my head. Obviously, he's, you know, been playing those practice rounds with Tiger, but I think it's Justin Thomas's time. The Masters always brings about a unique style of play. Of course, the greatest in the world, any one of them can win, but we know that the Masters is different than most majors based on the way the course plays, this weather, so many contributing factors, what suits the player's eyes, but I think Justin Thomas gets it done this week.
Okay, fair enough. It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Hall of Fame pitcher John Smoltz, our guest. And you were so great because you were dominant as a starter, and then you kind of resurrected your – not that's the wrong word, but you did it as a closer as well, and you turned into like the best closer in the entire game, and you were so much fun to watch, especially in big games. As a guy who did it for so long, with Jacob deGrom, and now the injuries that continue to mount up, and he's going to miss a lot of time again this year – is there anything that he can do, you know, throwing 100 miles an hour like that, to get healthy and then to stay healthy?
Yeah, I'm frustrated as a fan of the game that loves, he's my favorite pitcher to watch, right? When I did his first game, his debut, I remember, you know, saying, and this is when the Mets had, you know, some pretty high prospects and some pretty good pitchers. I said, this will be the best pitchers the Mets see in a long time. Can't give him the nod on Tom Seaver yet, but I said he is so special and has such a gift that you watch him develop. And, of course, it did. Now, the problem with it, in the style of pitching that we have today, the reason I'm so frustrated is because the era we're in today kind of denotes this, makes these guys want to throw max effort. And he's a slender, athletic stud that played position, of course, before he became a pitcher, and hasn't been able to shake the last few years the injury. Is there a secret to it? Well, there's a little bit of luck, and obviously there's some genetics behind it. But I would love to see guys like Jacob deGrom follow the pattern of Justin Verlander and use some kind of reserve when he needs it, not always max out, and not have to pitch at the level he's been pitching at, meaning so dominant and so electric, but shortening that electricity and dominance because of health. So in a perfect world, is that something these guys have been bred to do? No. But if they had to give somewhat of the secret sauce, it would be learning how to pitch in gears that don't result in max effort. Easier said than done, but he wouldn't be as dominant, but he would be the best pitcher the Mets have and be effective longer. And that's my selfish desire for these guys. I want to see these pitchers pitch longer than what their kind of future holds for this max effort. I call it red line pitching.
Yeah.
Your engine has a red line on its tachometer. And you stay in the red line too long, your engine's going to blow. And, you know, we've got to figure this out because these guys are too good, too talented, and obviously the fans want to see him pitch a lot more than he has lately.
Great answer.
Yep, very good answer. Do you have a sleeper or the best team no one's talking about?
You know, everything has come together so quickly that you're trying to see what's going to shake out from these add-ons and trades. I think a true sleeper in the – I mean, they're not considered from a name standpoint of a sleeper, but I think the Philadelphia Phillies, you know, with all that they've been through and all that they haven't accomplished based on, you know, what they've put together, to me, I think they're a sleeper because of the offense and the acquisitions. Now, we saw, you know, what they weren't able to do last year. But I just think that with the National League being so good and the National League East being so competitive, or at least it was supposed to last year, a lot's going to depend on, you know, the health and of these pitching staffs that we're talking about, the Mets, the Braves, and, of course, the Phillies. They've got a real good 1-2 punch, but I think their offense might carry a lot of their warts that people might be concerned about. And I would say the Phillies are a dangerous team this year if everything goes the way, you know, they hope it goes.
Who wins the AL East?
The AL East is going to be an absolute must-see because I think – you know, people are a little bit maybe down on the age of the Yankees. I'm not. I mean, the Yankees are the Yankees. The Red Sox, what an incredible turnaround they seem to make from that shortened 20 season. And all eyes are on the Blue Jays. Mm-hmm. What they went through, what they sustained, I don't think people talk enough about these young players. Maybe because they were young, they were able to do it. They didn't have a home. They moved back and forth through the pandemic and all the things and came oh so close. So that the most of the experts are talking about the Blue Jays being the favorite. And, oh, by the way, the Rays just keep every year finding a way. So to me, that is the most intriguing division and might be the one that comes down to who cherry picks the moves at the right time to put that team over the top.
You think the Blue Jays are good enough to make it to the World Series?
I think they are. I think that the danger in a team that has such high expectations, I go back to our team when we went from absolutely nowhere to winning and going to the seventh game of the World Series and then continue to win. Once you learn how to win and you keep your team together, there's value in that. Like, look, analytics is great. It has value, but it doesn't tell the whole picture. When you learn how to win and you learn how to be in situations and become that big leaguer that is grown as a team, you start believing more in yourself and your team than you did for any move that you've made, right? Once this team gets completely together and they know how to win, the sky's the limit for them. And I would say, yes, They're no longer that team that is a feel-good story. They're a team that every single buddy knows they're legit, and they could very easily go back to the World Series.
We only have 2 minutes left. I think your idea for the playoffs is brilliant with a first-half, second-half champ. Has that gone anywhere if you talk to baseball and your position, if baseball listens to you on that?
You know, I still think it's the greatest idea from a sport that would create so much excitement two times a year. I think, in general, if there were two more teams, it works perfectly. But because of the amount of teams and the oddity of how that would be set up, it probably is less likely than if two more teams came into baseball. Because I'm telling you, with the way baseball's structured, and the way that teams are going about their business, you'd have to totally rethink. You know, look, it's not saying anything negative. It's just a fact, the way teams operate now and the way they figured out how their window of success is.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to go in different directions, which cause maybe a less likelihood for half the teams to think they have a chance. Make that argument in a half season. I don't think you can make that argument for those teams. I think in a half season, they've got a legitimate chance to make things work. Let's say they had some injuries, guys come back. So I'm still a big proponent of that, and I'm not going to give up hope that there's not an opportunity down the road to do that. Did anybody in the world think the NBA would go to the playoff system they're in right now? No chance.
Nope. Yeah, right.
And I'm sure a lot of people thought, that's a little cheesy, and I'm not so sure. And now I think it's working. And so I think it's working to the degree that – so change is always going to be there. It's a matter of can you stick with it and buy into it that would allow people to totally embrace it.
John, we're up against it. Thank you. We could talk to you for 3 hours. We appreciate it.
You got it, guys.
To determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it, take it, take it.
I'll bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day. No way. I'll give you 3 to 1 odds. Nope. 5 to 1. Nope. 10 to 1. You're up.
Here we go. In Pocket Plays. What a day this is. Opening day, Major League Baseball. First round of the Masters. Last night, loser. Pistons. I did approach that game with a little trepidation. Plus 8.5. Mavericks ran away from them in the second half.
Freak's over. It
is.
A hell of a ride.
It is. 17-0-2
run. ATS is a dog. Came to an end.
I didn't bet him every game.
You're right, yeah.
Certainly, but I did bet him a bunch during that streak, and it came to an end last night. Okay, so some baseball plays. Look, I don't know. This stuff moves, but A's under 70.5. That was after like the latest trade of Sean Manaea over the weekend. Grabbed that one, and it was still available. We talked about it on Monday and Tuesday. Guardians under 77.5. What do you think?
Okay.
Smaller bet. Not as big as the A's bet.
Okay.
But I do like the staff. It's the offense that, oh, man. I think Guardians under with game totals would be a good thing to watch as well this year. Not a lot of offense and some maybe good pitching. On that note with the team, Miles Straw. Most stolen bases, 16-1 and 14-1. I bet him at 25-1 last year. That was a loser, but Vasgersian put me on him again this year. Most hits, Wander Franco, 20-1. Most Ks, this is for all of Major League Baseball. This is not for the National League, but this is Freddie Peralta, 30-1. I made my case for him a while back. There's a bunch of baseball bets here that I've told you about now for a few weeks, but just for the record now, it's opening day. One last time. Most home runs, Tyler O'Neill, 60.
I'm on that.
And 75-1, actually.
You got a
bet
better
it?
Price, yeah. You
okay.
Got a better price, but yeah.
Kyle Schwarber, 50. Yeah. I added Miguel Sano, 100-1. Miguel Sano hit the longest home run last year.
Oh!
That's available.
Yeah, yeah. I like Stanton, 10-1. It was him.
496 feet,
good.
I want to say.
Bet Rivers offers that. That's a good prop.
Mm-hmm.
A little Cruz, 100-1.
Okay.
Yeah, take a little shot at Cruz.
World Series, Blue Jays, 14-1. That's actually to have the most wins in baseball, not World Series. Most wins in baseball, Brewers 14-1. How about this? The Brewers, it's not available in Las Vegas.
That much moved.
But you can find this in other jurisdictions. The Brewers to win 100 games, 30-1.
What?
Yeah.
I'm on board with that.
I got to get down on that somehow.
Oh, giddy up.
30-1 in that division. If you can find that bet, I would make that.
Your most wins is down to 10.
Okay.
Like that.
Cy Young, Shohei Ohtani at 25-1. We kicked him around a little earlier in today's show. I think the pitching has a chance to improve this year, and the offensive numbers might come back a little bit. More baseball bets leading up to opening day. AL Rookie of the Year, Nate Pearson, 50. Two bets on the NL MVP, Nick Castellanos, 100-1. Brian Reynolds, I bet him at 250-1 when the talk was he might get traded to the Padres. Pirates could make him available this year. NL Cy Young, Freddie Peralta, 60. And this number is definitely no longer available. Luis Castillo, 200-1. It was at Circa before the DeGrom injury. Bet him. He's supposed to come back sooner than people think for the Reds. And I always do this before the season starts. This is kind of like me betting a running back. I bet one running back usually every year for the MVP in case they have their breakout season. I bet Jonathan Taylor last year, 500-1. He made a deep run for the MVP, didn't win, but then you can get creative at the end of the year. I bet Blake Treinen for the Dodgers at 750-1 for the Cy Young.
All right.
I usually bet one reliever in case they have that. Again, I had Diaz at 500-1 a couple years ago.
That's right.
He made a run for it, and I can get creative down the stretch. Now, they added Kimbrel, but who knows? Maybe Kimbrel blows up, and Treinen's so good in the setup role that they put him at closer at some point. Anyway, the 13-run pool. I did bet this yesterday. Rocky 16-1, Mariners 40-1.
This is great. This is something to track the whole season. Guys, keep us updated, too, if we miss something. This is a great prop that William Hill added this year, and it's very popular on the East Coast. First, across every runoff. Who does it the fastest, 0 through 13?
Correct.
Great job.
Yep.
Totally random. No handicap there.
Rockies make sense. They can score a bunch of runs at home. Then they go to L.A., whatever, get shut out, score one run. And the Mariners can be a little Jekyll and Hyde. And today's bets, David Peralta over 1.5 total bases plus 125 for the Diamondbacks. And I'm on the Astros plus 112 against Shohei and the Angels.
Is that it?
It's only 17 pages. So
you earned it, though. Great job last year. Yankees under 91.5 wins. Tough division. Definitely concerns about the rotation. Scherzer most wins by a pitcher, 9-1. Highest Masters round over 86.5. Alvarez to lead in home runs, 19-1. In Pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted afternoon Eastern at BetRivers.com. And they're at $1.80. I can't give it out because it's too high with the juice. But I like going the first 10, the Columbus Flyers game. It's $1.80 at Bet Rivers. It's on 11-1 run for Columbus. Did you just see Olafable? He had a putt from way downtown. Came all the way back right to him.
Oh, no, it did not.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You want to parlay that with like the Cardinals today? Go in the first 10?
Oh, we could do that, sure.
Get nuts?
Yeah. Wainwright owns them. Yeah. Well, Spahn. Oh, three over for Spahn.
He won last week. Look at this now, huh?
Boy.
Not exactly carrying over today.
Oh, man. We're underway. Here we go. I thought that was so good by Smoltz.
Oh, I would love that idea. I really would.
Number one, 10 hole-in-ones. 10! Who topped that? Tweet in, email. Who can top that or even come close to that? Guys who play golf or friends, whatever. Hole-in-one on a par four.
Wow,
Jesus,
that's
John. Incredible.
I thought the number was higher like 10 years ago when we talked to him. Yeah. We're getting older. Memories, I don't know. But I thought it was a little
like
older.
Catching a fish. The fish gets
better. Oh, yeah.
his halftime line is awesome.
Idea?
That's brilliant.
Explain that again for people just tuning in.
You split it into two halves, but obviously like baseball is, but you have division champs and playoff teams on the first half too. You can win the first half, and you're in the playoffs.
I think it's...
Now, you imagine the drama, and everyone has a chance.
Yep.
Good point, bringing up the Marlins in the pandemic.
The pandemic, 60 games. They were 200-1 to win their division
or higher. Imagine that drama. It changes things, too. Hey, we're two back with six to play. Let's do this.
I'll tell you, a team like the Orioles, every single year.
Right.
The first half, well, we can make a run. A team like the Pirates, whatever. And would teams like the Reds or the A's be punting on the season before it even starts?
No. No.
I don't think so.
Very random. Open it up, yeah. I mean, we've seen teams with teams not that good get off to an 11-2 start.
Yep. By the way, we will be adding players throughout the year. I did not go nuts. Like, I don't have an American League MVP bet. I brought this up earlier. If I'm going to add a guy, it might be Devers, but then you got to go against Ohtani. If he does what he did last year, he's going to win the award again.
Okay.
This is from...
Another person's picking Cease with a Cy Young. This is out of control.
You know that I saw Cease is 20. Giolito was like, 9 or 11-1. Anyway, this is from at Southern Jen on Twitter. Catching the show today. Heard me bring up Devers for the MVP. Great finish last year, absolutely. And yesterday he turned down a contract extension from the Red Sox, saying it was too low and will table talks until the offseason. Makes me love that pick. He's betting on himself. I like that angle.
Sure.
Players have done that in the past, and it's it doesn't always work out, but sometimes it certainly has. But like with the home run bets, the MVP stuff, Robbie Ray last year in July, I believe it was, got him at 250-1 to win the Cy Young. Salvador Perez in late August, we talked about it on the show, 200-1 to have most home runs. He split it with Guerrero. I'm not expecting a repeat from last year, by the way. So we need to get that out of the way right away.
Yeah, right, okay.
That's not going to happen again.
I don't think,
But
Olafab was 4 over. Go home. Just go home.
Is he? Wait, 4. He was just 2 under, I thought.
He's 2. Well, did you see the putt?
Hold on, I got to get his scorecard right now.
He had a putt from way downtown. It came right back at him.
From way downtown, no bang? Man,
he's 4 over. Oh, boy.
So it went birdie, bogey, and then double after that.
Get him a cheesecake. Cheesecake to go. Harrington's 2 under.
Okay.
Freddie's out there even. Okay, it's early. It's early. About time they got this going. Every damn year with this, it's a homework assignment. Every damn year.
Yep. This is from Ryan Jordan on Twitter. Olafable might get to over 85 by noon today.
Good run. Sure.
It's like a car wreck. I can't look away.
Yep, it was rough. Did you win the last one?
Yeah. God, it's been a month.
You go first.
I did?
Yeah, high card. In honor of the blackjack tournament this weekend, let's get you in that.
Oh, my God.
What happened? You won't even show it?
No,
two?
It doesn't even matter.
Was it a 2? You won't show it? 5. Yeah, the 5 holds up.
5 holds up.
All right. Very good. Excellent.
I mucked them. Okay?
You mucked it, yeah.
You want me to prove it to you? Screw off.
We got a great email. This caddy thing.
Shadow
Creek. That. Phil Ivey was in the group in front of us. So far away, we could hardly see him. The caddy, this is at Shadow Creek, the caddy told us the game ahead of us was 50,000 a hole with a press. He didn't think it was that rare of an event. Worth every penny to golf there. The stories are awesome. Jeff in Vancouver, trying to get a caddy on from Shadow Creek.
And another one from Bill. My immediate gut reaction said today that was the best edition of No Hyperbole ever by Mike Palm.
Really?
And Bill checking in from Ontario. Paul better give him an A+, or his voting rights should be revoked. That was what my gut said as soon as he finished No Hyperbole.
I didn't feel that way.
Oh, you did?
I thought it was good.
Neither did Dustin. Mike, if you're listening, that was outstanding.
Oh, he does a great job, yeah.
I think best ever.
Wow. I praise. Okay, B+.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.